My brothers and sisters in Islam, did you know what the reward is for every salat you pray? Subhanallah, there is a beautiful hadith that is narrated by Amr ibn Abbas al-Sulami radiallahu anhu, and it is found in Sahih Muslim, so it's an authentic hadith in when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, anyone who performs wudu, you perfect your wudu. ثُمَّ قَامَ يُصَلِّي. Then he got up to pray. Any salat, whether it's a sunnah salah, it's a witr, salat al-duha, the fard prayers, fajr prayer, any prayer you pray. And in this salat, you do three things. He praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the salat. He glorified Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he declared the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how are these three things achieved? How does a person accomplish them? The ulama rahimahumullah said, by reading Surah Al-Fatiha, Allahu Akbar. Why? Because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us in another hadith that when the servant prays and begins to recite Surah Al-Fatiha, when he says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah responds and he says, Hamidani Abdi, my servant has praised me. Then when you recite Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds and he says, Athna alayya abdi, my servant has glorified me. Then when you recite Maliki Yawmiddin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Majjadani abdi, that my servant has declared my greatness. Allahu Akbar. So if you do these three things, which is reciting Surah Al-Fatiha, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَفَرَّغَ قَلْبَهُ لِلَّهِ, and he devoted his heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning he praised the salat with sincerity and with honesty and with khushu'ah, focus and concentration, and sincerely wanting the reward only from Allah and wanting appreciation only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and no one else. The reward is that at the end of the salat, he would leave his sins. His sins would be wiped away as though a newborn. Allahu Akbar. This is the kind of reward we hear for the one who hasn't accepted Hajj. And now we find out that it is the same reward for the person who prays any salat with these conditions that I mentioned. Allahu Akbar. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, recognize and learn the greatness of a salat, the importance of a salat, that Allah Azza wa Jal gave it a grand reward, because it is the greatest deed that one could do for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake. So find a time during the day and during the night in which you're able to establish and perform these conditions to earn such a huge reward for your salat, and pray all your prayers with this intention. That way, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, you are always ready to die. You're always ready to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because after every salat, you'd be coming out of your sins as though a newborn.
Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was affected by anything in life, you know what he'd do? كَانَ إِذَا حَزَبَهُ أَمْرٌ فَزَعَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. Any distress he would feel, any difficulty he would feel, he would rush to as-salat. Allahu Akbar, Ya Rab. And you know this hadith, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not narrate it. As-Sahaba told us that's what he did. In other words, they've seen it enough from him to say this is how he was. It wasn't his words. It was him being described. Yani this is serious. Any issue that would happen, he'd rush to as-salat. لأنه he knew that everything is in the hand of Allah. And if Allah wants something to happen, all he says, kun fayakun, that's it. Almost all of a sudden, the problems disappear. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to him belongs all things. Turn to Allah in times of struggle and difficulty. Ash-Shawkani rahimahullah, he says that the time of Fajr is the time in which the heart of the servant is most closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he's got no worldly distractions. You know, at the time of Fajr, it's not a time of cooking. It's not a time of eating. It is not a time of taking your children to school. It is not a time of work. You don't get up at the time to answer phone calls. It is dead. There is nothing of worldly affairs. In other words, the one who wakes up for Salat al-Fajr purely woke up for Allah's sake and nothing else.
وصلاة الفجر itself as you wake up, it is supposed to remind you of the resurrection that will happen on the day of judgment. When the people are resurrected on the day of judgment, they are resurrected for no reason but to walk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so every salat al-fajr that you get up for is a moment and an opportunity for you to earn an nafs al-mutma'inna, to earn that peace and that tranquility in your life.